maybe amazed me to find that other people have those attitudes or had those attitudes as I was coming along, you know, in a self-relationship. And there were a lot of other people, our group, you know, our little group that banded together during the war, we all felt sort of the same way, you know, it included everybody. There was no need to restrict it to any ethnic group.
Were any of those people that lived with you involved politically outside?
Well, we all sort of hung together and did more or less the same things, yeah. We were all involved, and I guess we were among the first ones to join the union. When we discovered that there were unions, see, I was from a real small town out in the country. I don't think we ever heard unions at that time. I'm sure unions were unheard of in Albuquerque, where I lived. I don't think they had maybe the Railroad Brotherhood had a union or something at that time. I'm pretty sure they did. I don't recall at what time, in what period they organized. That was very remote for me. I never heard of them. But it was a new thing to me. So I think, to me, the shocking thing to me has always been the need for an organized union, the need for, you know, an organized civil rights to be able to get these things, because, you know, I think everybody goes up very idealistic and you read the history books and, you know, your country is freedom and this and that and this, and you kind of go a little bit, get older and wake up and discover it isn't that way at all, really. You wonder who those liars were. But I like to think, I don't know, who knows that I'm right or not, we'll never discover that, because that the original fathers, maybe they were really, our concept of free man, maybe they were, and they just never were able to carry it on, or maybe they got to a point like we did with the Civil Rights Movement, and then all of a sudden it went backwards, and that was just lost in history somewhere, the little bit of headway that they made. And I hate to think that they didn't mean that all men are created equal. I hate to think that they could come out with all those beautiful words and not really mean them. I want to have more confidence in the government than that, although sometimes I doubt. I can't help, I just need people to help me. But we've come along, and we've run out of being that I don't play basketball.
When you went into last week, what was your job?
Oh, my goodness. I used to do something with a little drill press. I used to put the sides up on a rack, but the sides and the wings, I guess they were in there. I remember the parts you were playing in, drill holes. Or, I don't think I used to work at spot welding. I don't recall just exactly which time period this happened. I even worked as a welder at the shipyards in San Diego, or was it San Pedro? I don't know. I guess I was pretty lousy at that. I didn't last too long. I don't know whether they got rid of me or I gave it up. I can't recall, but I did that. That's where the big money was, as I remember. It was the welding in the shipyard. So I did spot welding at Douglas, I think. Mostly I remember putting these big slides up on a rack, and then we drilled holes, and then we probably put rivets in there and hooked them all together. I think it's been a long time. I hope nobody asked me to make a plane, because I don't remember what we did.
Did your job change your life while you were there?
Well, yeah, we did different things. It was all more or less the same thing. I don't guess we ever did anything that makes I think I worked as a timekeeper at one of those places. I don't know where that was. That bored me, so I'm going to get back out there where the action was. I remember that. I don't know how I got to timekeeper. I don't know. It was very tedious, whatever it was. However, we did that. And I believe I checked out tools from the tool frigate one time. Things like that. But mostly it was I was drilling. I remember this thing, you pulled a handle down, you put something under there and made holes in it. I remember that. And then I think he did something called burring. Burring. That's the way they punished you. Because you, when they drilled a hole, there was a little rough thing on there. And I forgot now how we took it off. But anyway, that you took that little burr off of the hole. That was very, very boring, very tedious. As I say, I think they did that from time to time to punish you. I worked with some wires at one time, and at one time I remember we had to work outside and we climbed up a ladder and got up in the plane and did something. I don't recall even what that was. I just remember it was cold. We most always worked at night. And I remember it was cold out there. We had to remember to bring your jacket and what we were doing. I don't recall what specific thing we were supposed to be accomplishing. I think most of the time it was working on those, on wings. I guess they were wings. They were awful big things, weren't they? Although maybe they were fire planes. Some were bigger and some were not so big. Maybe they were different parts of the plane. Yeah, I don't remember.
Do you have any sense of how that generation of
I don't guess it was that much different from Fitch shampoo, really, because I'm sure that's right, I worked in packaging over there. At packaging parts there, well, Lockheed or Douglas or some of those brands. And it went along on a conveyor belt, too. I just remember that shampoo because those bottles would start to pop up and that shampoo would just go all over the place. I guess, more or less, there's not that much difference. There was a lot of security, I guess you'd say. I guess that must have been before McCarthy, because I remember my dad, I hadn't seen my father in years and years. He lived in El Paso. And I remember them calling me into the office one time and asking me about, he went to two communist meetings. That was my dad knew what a communist was. He probably wandered someplace and thought it was a religious gathering. I don't know. But I thought that was kind of, I couldn't understand all the concern about my father. I said, I don't know. I haven't seen my father in I don't know how many years. They're the ones that mentioned that he had gone to these two. They want to know if he was a communist, and I said, I really don't know. He never was when I was around him. I couldn't answer that. I guess they forgave me anyway. Went on back to work, not knowing anything happening. But I do remember that. If I'm not mistaken, that was at Douglas. And there was, you forgot your stupid pass. You couldn't get in. You had to leave work that night, or they had to find five or six different people in the plant to kind of identify you and sign you in. It was a great big deal. And you think if you've been working there a long time, that somebody would be able to recognize you. But they did make a big fuss about security, I remember that. They had certain areas of the plant where you couldn't go unless you had a special badge or a special setup to do that. I never worked there.
Were you aware of, being watched while you're doing your work?
I don't think so. As I remember it, supervision was kind of loose, really. I guess they checked you out well enough when you went in there. I don't know. Or maybe they were. I always liked to work. And I guess I get very interested in whatever I'm doing. The way I remember supervision, though, was being very, very loose. I don't recall it being too. Maybe it was. Maybe they had somebody looking over your shoulder all the time. I just don't remember. I don't recall any specific incidents. I just know it was hell to get in and out of the place. You know, I don't know. I think you had to You were checked out and checked in too, as I remember. That seemed like a lot of nonsense to me, but I suppose if you stop and think, it does make some sense. There was a need for it. But what do you think? I guess it was interesting.
What was the attitude of the men before sitting in the plant?
I guess about like now, I think that maybe, I'm sure there was some resentment at women, you know, taking over, doing what they had been considered men's work. I'm sure there was. I guess people sort of took it in stride, though, as where else are you going to get the workers? You don't hire older people and, you see, the men would be, I guess most of the men probably were already working there before the war started. I mean, most of the employees, though, were women, now that you mentioned it, I guess they sure were. I'm sure there was some kind of resentment there. Maybe not. I think, well, women had to. They had to do it. But the women never got any kind of upgrading or anything. I think they more or less stayed at, you know, just the general run-of-the-mill jobs. I remember a lady that worked at Douglas. She was kind of older at that time. But that may have even been after the war. I don't know. I'd been doing the war anyway. She was the only one that knew the job, and she was all the supervisor and the lead man and all those had to go ask her, but she was just a little old on-the-line worker. And I remember asking her how come they didn't upgrade her, because the place couldn't operate without her, and had to come and ask her everything. I mean, they didn't seem to know too much about anything. And I said, women, you know, they weren't allowed to they didn't have women in the supervisor yet. And I guess I accepted it, same as she did. Well, so what? They don't have women in the supervisor level. So you just let the guy, you know, you just tell him, yeah, you know, she's a nice one, she would help. But I wonder what would have happened if she had said, well, you're the boss, you know, you figure it out. I remember that very plain, because she had been there a long number of years. She had been there, I guess, before the war, too, but she never got upgraded. And I mean, several things. She was the only one that knew, and I don't know why the rest of them couldn't learn it. I don't know if they didn't ask her. But she knew just about every little thing that was there. She had been there, I guess, that same time. Now, I know after that, the union got pretty well developed and pretty strong, and they certainly upgraded the women. But at that time, they weren't doing the thing. They certainly weren't doing it in that department. And I think, probably even after the war, women sort of went back to more or less women's type of activity, even inside the war plant. I don't know how many women welders they had right after the war, but they didn't have too many, I don't think, during the war either. That was considered, maybe that's why I wanted to try shipyard welding, because, but I didn't last at all. Like I said, I can't remember whether I was so lousy or not. Then I worked in a machine. Oh, I worked in a machine shop in one of those plants. See, that's real, you get that darn, it's like a white thing that flies all over. You get me all, and you go out there all greasy every night. I remember that used to bother me. It was such a messy job. I don't know whether I gave it up because it was messy, or they got rid of me because I was so lousy at it. I can't remember now. But there was always changing around. We didn't say this then. Sometimes he sorted nuts and bolts and things. He did all kinds of different things. I don't recall, except that spot run, he stood on one foot and pressed the lever all night. I wasn't too crazy about that. But I did that for an awful long time. I did that at Douglas. I guess I did it during the war, and I'm pretty sure I did it at Douglas after the war years were over, because I used to go home at lunchtime to nurse my second child. I left home, I'd worked the swing shift, and I went to bring the lunch and nursed her instead of the bed and got back, and only had 30 minutes. I really moved fast. I remember a spot where I was. One lady was tired, but One thing about that. You stand on one and you push a lever with the other. But overall, I guess that's what I was doing. I hated being shut up. You feel like you're in prison. Outside of that. And when we first, when the war first started, when I first started working in the plant, they were dingy, messy looking places, you know, like going into a cave or something. I'm sure they improved as the union grew stronger and the war. Now, because I remember there was very little safety rules and regulations that were, when they had been there, they weren't enforced. I can remember later on that they became quite tight, quite stiff with the safety, you know, where the safety glasses. You had to tie, everybody had to tie their hair up, I remember that. You had to wear a hairnet to tie up your hair. And very, you know, very simple. I don't remember too many accidents, in fact, I'd get cut fingers here and there. You know, nothing, I don't recall anything like that. But it couldn't have happened, I just don't remember it. But I think the union did a lot towards enforcing and pioneering safety rules and regulations. Just no open toed shoes and cover up your hair. Now, I don't know, they had open toed shoes, though, I guess, when I first started working there, because I remember everybody complaining about clothes, you had to wear closed shoes. I guess they had open toed shoes then, too. Well, I'm sure there's been a lot of changes, which I would credit to the union. But I don't think industry and managing the industry has ever been too concerned over the safety or the, and I'm sure that they have ventilation and stuff, because I have stuff you work with humans and then they work, you know, smoke and they would do all heavy. I think that's something I'd like about the machine shop. That, I guess that grease spinning around the air always seemed real heavy. There was, you know, there was no ventilation to speak of. It was hot in the summertime and cold was a difference in the wintertime. I imagine there's a whole lot of improvement since that time, because I think they may even have heat in some of them. But I can recall it was not, you know, not really comfortable. You know, just working outside and doing that. But I can remember how dark and dingy. They didn't have lights, they didn't have ventilation, and never opened windows or anything. I don't know whether that was security or the food. You put bars up to make them, I guess. I wish I had a better name. I'd like to be more accurate. And, as I think back, I think the union had a lot to do with beginning, you know, to focus on the workers' safety and some comfort for the workers. In fact, as I recall, they even had a lounge. So if you weren't feeling well, you could take a 10-minute break and relax and things like that. It came quite a bit later, if I remember right. I don't even remember how long World War II was, to tell you the truth. It seemed awful long, but I'm sure just because of the circumstances. It seemed like it lasted forever. At least it seemed all those songs and everybody was so patriotic and when the war is over, they can meet us and that. I like the patrioticness. I think that was really nice. But, I wish that we could get patriotic about something besides war. I really think it's our country, and we could make it a lot better. We certainly could, except for the people that live here, but it takes a lot of effort, and most people just don't want to put out that kind of effort. Ask me some questions. I'm running out of memory.
Okay. Was there, did the men see the women very much, or the staff of that
kind of thing?
Yes. Sexual advances?
Oh, gosh, yes, yes. I would say. Well, I don't know. I think they still do. I'm old enough, so I'm not that exposed. But, yes. that time. Yeah, there was a lot of passing of the ladies, especially when we first started. I don't know if you brought that up. Yeah, it was very sweet. Yep, very sweet. They had some wild guys there. Not too many. I remember most of our bosses were older. This is quite nice. One of the older fellows, he was quite nice, but not all of them. Yeah, they were the same bunch of wolves. Now that you mention that, they were. Yeah, they did give me wolves all the time. Well, we always stuck together real close, so we had to get us all, we couldn't get just one. But I remember, my friend Amanda, he wears his suit a lot. He wears sweaters a lot, I remember that. He never caught us outside the plant alone, I'll tell you that. They really took advantage of the women. They still do. Trying to take care of them. They really do. Well, I don't know. On the whole, I guess. It wasn't any worse than anything else. That's how we compare it. By the worst, not by the better. But I would say you ought to see this. It's a whole lot worse than that. We had lead men in each and every single. Wouldn't cry, riding them on the job, and just giving them a hard time, kicking them aside. You're right, they did give the women a hard time. They wouldn't do that to a man, would they? They'd make a man cry, kicking on their, maybe kicking on their work and general harassment. Sure. It was very, very much so. I don't remember this many girls. She was always sitting there over her machine crying. She could complain. Sometimes I remember once that quite a few of us women went to talk to the big guy in the office. I don't know if he didn't get it, but they did say he'd leave me talking. So he was giving everybody a hard time. But usually the women just took it and they, you know, I don't think so in the beginning. I would say that came a whole lot later. I would say not. Didn't have that many women, first of all, involved in the union. That was more or less an all-male dominated type of thing. And I would say not. It was, okay, I don't know, I guess mostly wages and job security would be the main thing. And then I remember, I'm just trying to think what kind of grievances did we handle? We did have grievances. I don't remember. I really don't. I just can't recall one single grievance that come to my mind that, and we did, you know, as a shop steward, I'm sure that there were many that I processed myself, as they had to have some kind of, I just don't recall what they were, you know, what they were about. But I'm sure that it wasn't over unequal treatment for the women. I'm sure we hadn't developed to that point. I don't think so. I'm just trying to think what were the, probably somebody that was laid off. Maybe up there, I don't remember. My sister now, I don't remember anybody. I don't remember when you started to get a raise or if you ever got a raise. I just don't recall. I'm sure there must have been some type of deal there that was in, or maybe we just never got a raise. I'm sure it couldn't for the length of time that they were working on. Well, maybe not. Maybe we had a set wage and everybody, you know, worked for it and nobody said anything, so it stayed set. I wish I could remember, I really do. And I'd like to remember just one reason. What reason for that reason for what it was, but nothing comes to my mind. I remember some guy that was late a lot. Something late. Maybe they gave him some time off or something. I don't even remember that. That's a very simple, you know, reason.
Did you look around for any questions?
I would, at that time I wouldn't have known. I just wouldn't have, when somebody come up and said to me, you know, oh, such is their legacy, you know, so yeah, well, what's that? Because I am for me too. I don't know whether people just didn't talk about it. I'm sure there must have been some at that time. But it was a new thing to me, you know. Men and women, and you were either one or the other, and I didn't know there was any breakdown in between. I just didn't know that. I don't specifically recall any that I was aware of.
Did you ever hear
Randy on
the
phone
about using that as a way to get out?
No, I don't recall. I certainly don't. I probably wouldn't, they would have gone over my head if they had, because I don't remember. That was rather a new thing for me. I was real surprised. Now, I don't know, they must have people like that in New Mexico, but maybe I just never got out enough to make that an association. I don't know. When I used to call some of the fellas kisses, but I just thought they meant they were not real human, you know. And they go out and get in a fist fight every Friday, Saturday night. I don't really recall when I was between, you know, coffee kisses. It wouldn't have made any difference to me, but I don't specifically recall any incidents where anybody was speaking any difference because of the possibility that they might.
What did you get involved with the union?
Well, I guess this little 18-year-old kid came around in the plant and asked to help to organize it. I'm sure I'm always right there if you're going to organize anything. And I remember starting with him. Now, how it developed on from there, I don't know, because